Do you have any documents around the home that you can no longer read, maybe because of deteriorating sight? It could be that you were sent something that you've never been able to read. It might be an information leaflet, a letter from a relative, the instructions about how to use the hi-fi, an article about garden birds, or information from the council about rubbish and recycling collections that you want to refer to. Well, you might not know that RNIB runs a personal transcription service, and it's free, although there is a quota for how much one person can have transcribed per year into the accessible format of their choice. To find out more, we spoke to Jill Cowsill, Senior Transcription Manager at RNIB, and Jill first outlined the way in which their service operates.
Well, the personal transcription service for RNIB is basically to put things into a format people can read, which actually isn't available anywhere else. So that means that we might get personal correspondence, it might be parts of books. We have people who have sort of favourite recipes that have been sitting in their kitchen drawer for many years and they fancy baking that cake again. And so they'll find the original recipe. It can be knitting patterns, it can be parts of books, whole books, parts of magazines. As I say, really anything that anybody would like to read that isn't available anywhere else.
And do you ever have to sort of think, yes, this is a great thing to do, but bearing in mind the demand, we can only do this if someone else might want it? Or is it literally just for that one person?
No, it is for that one person. It's a bespoke service. We're never quite sure what's going to drop through our letterbox from day to day. So no, it's very much for that individual. And if people contact us, we can talk through their individual needs. That's really important. So we will tailor the service to people's individual needs.
You talked about a recipe or maybe a part of a book or a leaflet or something like that. Is there a limit in terms of, you know, how much can be transcribed? If someone's got, I don't know, maybe hundreds of letters, family letters, something like that, is there a limit?
Yeah, but there is a sort of quota, if you like, an annual quota, and that's of 600 print pages per year. And the year runs from the 1st of April through to the end of March. So each year, each individual has a quota of 600 print pages, which actually is probably around, say, two standard novels, something like that, or, you know, lots and lots of knitting patterns, in fact.
You mentioned knitting patterns. I talked about letters, and I was just wondering there about handwritten letters. Does it have to come to you in a particular form? I mean, maybe someone literally has got something that's handwritten. Could you deal with that?
Yes, handwritten is absolutely fine. We equate one page to 400 words. So, yes, it can be handwritten, and that's not a problem for us. And, of course, we can put it into audio, into braille, into large print, or into electronic text, whatever actually people want. We also do music scores, so modified stave notation in music, so large print music as well.
And finally, Jill, I won't ask you what the strangest thing you've ever been asked to transcribe is, but perhaps I'd phrase it more diplomatically and simply say, what are the sort of most surprising things that have dropped through your letterbox for someone to transcribe into another format?
Well, one of the perhaps more interesting things was we had somebody who literally had a box of love letters, which they'd kept in a cardboard box under their bed for many years. And they were dated back to the war. And so we were asked to actually record them. We had to get a very young sounding gentleman to record them to fit the whole sort of essence of the letters. And actually, they were very moving. He had to keep coming out for a cup of coffee. But that's quite unusual, but actually really meant something to that person. And I think that's the essence of the personal transcription, that we're transcribing material that people really, really want to be able to read for themselves. And that can be very important to them.
Now, as we heard, anyone with vision impairment can request the free transcription of up to 600 print pages every year. And the formats available are audio in human voice or digitally generated synthetic speech on CD, Daisy CD, or as an MP3 file, in braille, in large and giant print, and as electronic text. And they can also handle tactile diagrams and images, and, as Jill Cowsill mentioned, sheet music and musical scores. And if you'd like to know more, RNIB's personal transcription team based in Ivybridge in Devon can offer advice and guidance on the best way of providing you with the accessible versions you need in the format of your choice. And they can be phoned direct on 01752 690092. That's 01752 690092. Or you can email them at ivybridgetranscription@rnib.org.uk, and they'll help you through the whole process. If you're a Welsh speaker and you'd like transcription in Welsh, their Cardiff-based team can be phoned on 029 2082 8500. That's 029 2082 8500, or emailed at cardifftranscription@rnib.org.uk.
Information about living with sight loss from InfoSound.